pour the gel, ice well. This site is a vertical well, covered with a half-sphere dome. It has a lateral opening located under the vault in order to be able to extract and lower items back into the well. Despite wells normally facing north, the opening of this well faces south, since across the door stands the hill on top of which there is a monastery. This hill provides shade and protects the well from sunlight. The entire well complex is built combining and uniting pieces of stone and mortar in a process called bastide. No data is known about this well, but it may be a construction of the 18th century, a period in which the construction of these structures were generalised. Despite the lack of references, it is safe to assume the ice well was exploited by the monastery, since it is located next to it. Its location may also be given by the proximity to the Arrigia River, from which ice could be extracted. There are recorded cases in which shallow ponds were made in order to help freeze water and thus obtain ice. It is also common to use pressed snow. In any case, blocks of snow or ice were lowered into the well, protecting the lower parts, the walls and the different layers with a large amount of straw in order to achieve the best possible insulation. Transportation, both when it was being deposited in the well and when it was pulled out and carried to its destination, was usually done on a saddle with animals, and the ice was rigorously well protected with baskets and straw. If it was possible, the transport was done at night. The use of the ice was primarily intended for food conservation, but it was also for medical use.